Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Stewart Chamber of Commerce member and Marketing Main Street owner, Nate Westry. All right, Nate. So back in, you know, end of November, start of December, the Chamber had the hummingbirds come into town and do some stuff to kind of help drive business to the local businesses. How did that go?
Yeah, the hummingbirds campaign was great. I think response from business owners has been fantastic. The response from the individual people, the hummingbirds, those influencers, has been great. We had over 36 pieces of content that they created. And the best part about it is, again, I mean, their reactions were fantastic. And they have a combined over 32,000 followers on social media. For a relatively small investment, we were able to get a tremendous amount of reach across central Iowa. And remember, the thing with these hummingbirds is that their followers are very invested and very engaged. So they are far more likely to follow a recommendation that they see online versus just a random social media post. When these people post about a place that they go and a place that they enjoy, the potential of reaching new customers for our local businesses here in town is skyrocketed.
And do you know some of the businesses that the hummingbirds visited?
Yeah, I mean, Doe a Deer was probably one of the more popular ones. You know, the Cup on Second, Maven Blush Boutique, Emily Jane, Stuart Flowers and Gifts, The Scoop, Ruby's and Johnny's both were on the list, 4J Farms, Stuart Appliance, History Henceforth. The response from the local business owners who participated was very, very positive. And both personally and professionally, I've heard nothing but great things.
I know in the last chamber meeting was talked about how everything had gone down, and Reagan said that, you know, sometimes they'd come in, they'd be like, hey, we're one of the hummingbirds, and other times it was they were finishing checkout and, oh, we're one of the hummingbirds, who kind of came in, kind of looked at this. Did most of the businesses kind of see that same reaction? Some people straight out from the get-go, and others as they were leaving, oh yeah, this was nice, this was great.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think there was a lot of kind of instant feedback that the businesses got. You know, not everybody announces that they're hummingbirds, and I think that's good. I think you get a little bit more of an authentic shopping experience if you don't announce that you're, you know, the hummingbird or the secret shopper or, you know, somebody who's going to be reviewing you. I think it's a better chance to get that real feeling and experience a real, you know, true shopping experience. But again, I think the response was overwhelmingly great. There were no reviews that said service was slow or I didn't like the selection of products, anything like that. Everything was great. Everyone loved the shops. There were great things said about Stewart and the community, great things said about the businesses and our variety of businesses. And so again, I think it sets Stewart up really well for not just campaigns like this in the future, but just overall business growth for our existing and then even potential businesses coming down the road.
And you kind of mentioned maybe future campaigns. Is that something that the chamber has started to look at already, is having the hummingbirds come back?
You know, not necessarily the hummingbirds specifically, although I don't think anybody would say no to the option of exploring that. You know, again, the results have been great, but we're always looking at ways to, you know, as a chamber, as a community, to promote ourselves. And the hummingbirds, their biggest focus is creating a community around a local business. And so whether it's through a group like that, through the hummingbirds, through, you know, other influencers, or just kind of through ourselves and our own customers already, you know, how do we create more engagement? How do we create a more loyal following where people will shop in Stewart instead of hopping on the interstate and going down the road to Des Moines or to, you know, some of these other communities when we have a lot of those same products and services here locally.
All right. And one of the other things that was discussed in the chamber meeting was a Canva account. Personally, I don't know a whole lot about Canva. And for other people that may not know about it, what is that?
Yeah. So Canva is a fantastic marketing tool. I use it almost every day with my full-time job. It basically allows anyone to become a graphic designer or a video editor or a document writer. It takes pre-built templates and lets you kind of customize them. So you can add your own brand colors, your own logos, your own text to a pre-existing or pre-built template. And again, take advantage of some, you know, real graphic designer skills.
And how easy is Canva to work with?
Super easy. It's very intuitive. If you need a Facebook post, there are templates pre-built for that. If you need an Instagram reel, there are templates built for that. If you need to create a presentation, something similar to a PowerPoint presentation, there are templates built for that. And you can find one that fits what you need and just make your own modifications. And instantly, it's a cleaned up, pretty version of something that will grab attention versus just your standard old Word doc or Excel sheet.
So kind of a good way to help businesses or even just individuals make more eye-catching posts about what's going on and what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a great way to help stop the scroll. You know, we're all guilty of it. We get on Facebook or Instagram at the end of the day or during the day, and you just scroll and scroll and scroll and kind of get lost. And Canva is a great way to create these eye-catching graphics that stop the scroll and get the reader or the visitor to look at what you're saying, which is obviously what we all want. We want our potential customers to see what we're saying and come visit our store, visit our website, buy our products and services.
And you've mentioned that you use Canva. Do you know of some other people in the community that use it as well?
I know it's a popular program and a popular app that a lot of small businesses use because of the ease of use, because it's a low-cost option, and it can make us all look like professional graphic designers.
All right. Thank you very much, Nate.
Thanks for having me, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.